Welcome, everyone, to 2020's ETCW podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Martin, recording artist, studio owner, and an avid wrestling fan. And I'm here to get you the scoop on what's happening in the ETCW and so much more. Okay, so this is going to be a little bit different format than you're used to hearing from last year. We are evolving and hope to make our podcast even better than before. This year, we're not only bringing you the ETCW rundowns of the events, but we're also talking more about the ETCW superstars within those matches. We'll be giving you a peek behind the curtain on what led to certain matchups, rivalries, and feuds. We will be discussing your favorite wrestlers more in depth and bring you one-on-one interviews with them. This year, we're definitely cranking it up on all cylinders, so come along for the ride of your life. We had an ETCW event doubleheader as we went back-to-back nights, so here's a brief rundown of both nights. January 31st, we were in Middle Settlements Elementary School in Louisville, Tennessee. So here's a brief summary of what went down on the card that night. It was the Iron Horseman versus the Gravedigger. It was a hard-fought battle between the Iron Horseman and the Gravedigger. And towards the end of the match, the Gravedigger went to finish him off by hitting him with a shovel. Now, the Iron Horseman moved out of the way just in time as the shovel bounced off the top rope, coming back to hit the Gravedigger right in the head. The Iron Horseman saw this, covered him, and it was a 1-2-3 victory for the Iron Horseman. Now, this was the first loss by pinfall for the Gravedigger. Now, will we see these two match up again in the future? Only time will tell. So this next match was featuring Ravishing Rex Riley versus newcomer Brent Blair. Blair made an immediate impact on the crowd with his arrogant attitude. A lot of high-flying moves from each one of these guys, as expected. As Blair attempted a headbutt from the top rope, Riley moved out of the way, leaving Blair almost unconscious, and Riley applied his finisher, the Lion Tamer. Now, Blair tapped out. Winner, Ravishing Rex Riley. Another match on the card was Mad Dog Daniel Mulligan versus Lumberjack Josh. These two are really heavy hitters, and this match was no exception. Daniel Mulligan and Lumberjack Josh fought a grueling 10 minutes of back and forth powerhouse moves and blows. And out of nowhere, the Scorpion appeared and distracted the Lumberjack, which is the person that kidnapped him and held him hostage for 8 months. And because of that distraction, it gave Daniel Mulligan a chance to get that easy victory. Winner, Mad Dog Daniel Mulligan. Up next, Billy Marshall versus the Irish Bully Mick O'Malley with Pappy O'Malley. As the match gets underway, Billy starts chasing Mick around inside of the ring until Mick ducks out under the ropes. The referee stops Billy, and he then chases Mick around again. The same thing happens again. Mick ducks out under the ropes, and the referee stops Billy. This happens again for the third time, except for this time, Billy starts running the opposite way, and Mick thinks he's not there, so he turns around and almost gets the shark attack scare of his life. Mick goes down and slides out of the ring, and Pappy climbs up onto the ring and distracts Billy and the referee. Now, Mick gets back into the ring and attacks Billy from behind. The match is finally underway. Not much wrestling here, folks, but just a bit of a brawl. Both men are up and back into a corner. Billy gets a hold of Mick's arm and he bites a chunk out of it, or so Mick claims to the ref. Billy grabs Mick and shoots him off the ropes and gives him a nicely placed elbow to the kisser. After that, Mick goes after Billy's wrapped knee. Now, everybody knows that knee has been a troublesome spot for Billy Marshall. And I've seen time and time again for Mick and Scott Savage to really go after that knee and try to take the big man down. So Mick works on the knee. Mick uses an Irish whip into the turnbuckle, and Billy comes out in the corner with a clothesline to the Irish Bully. Again, Mick slides out of the ring to escape the attack of the Man Shark. Mick climbs under the ring and comes out the other side. Unfortunately for him and Pappy, Billy was smarter than this and was watching him climb out from under the ring. Mick attempts to leave the arena from the deafening chants of "Shark bait! Shark bait!" After a close count of 9, Mick slides back into the ring just in time, and the action ensues. At this point, it seems that Mick can't seem to get the upper hand on the shark, so he signals something to Pappy. Pappy climbs up on the apron and grabs Billy as Mick attempts to slug Billy with a running fist. Billy ducks out of the way the last minute, and thankfully for Pappy, Mick stops just inches away from blinding Pappy's good eye. There's Billy from behind with a schoolboy roll-up. 1, 2, 3, and the crowd goes wild. Mick and Pappy can't believe what just happened. Billy and his short-lived glory gets attacked by both men and handcuffed to the ropes. What is wrong with these two bullies? As the attack continues, Pappy grabs Billy's trusted friend Sharky. What in the world is wrong with these two? Helpless, Billy looks on as Mick gives Sharky a beatdown. Mick even goes to the top rope and, in the best attempt of the macho Mick style, launches off to give Sharky a flying elbow drop. Unbelievable. After a few chaotic moments, these buffoons finally leave the ring. Billy, in his fight to hold back the tears of fear and sheer terror, finally gets free from the handcuffs and gets a mic. He calls out Mick and his tag team partner Scott Savage for a match for the titles at the Springbrook Recreation Center the next night. He says, it won't be Sharky for his partner, but it's going to be Little Bobby. Mick accepts the challenge and tells Billy to bring whatever inanimate friend he wants. Wow. What a crazy match, folks. The winner, Billy Baby Shark Marshall. Up next is the tag team of the Enforcer and the Inmate Alcatraz versus Justin Davis and Randall Herring. Now, during this match, Alcatraz and the Enforcer used a loaded glove and Pappy's shillelagh. The second time that happened, the award-winning principal April Herring pulled the glove off of the Enforcer, screaming, "Don't go hit them anymore with this." But that didn't stop them from bending the rules a little more. The Enforcer and Pappy went after Principal April and the glove. As Herring was exiting the gym, Mad Dog Mulligan appeared out of nowhere to save her. While this was happening, the in-ring action continued as Justin and Randall did a double hip toss on Alcatraz, which he landed on his feet and hit the ropes, coming back into a double clothesline by the school's duo. Davis did a huge Vader splash on Alcatraz. This looked like the end for Alcatraz, so the Enforcer attempted to break the count, but Mulligan stopped him from getting in the ring. At the end of the night, the school's duo pulled off the win. Winner, Justin Davis and Randall Herring. On a special note, the principal, April Herring, got an award for the Principal of the Year the night before on January 30th. And the total amount raised for the school's funds was over $1,500. Way to go, guys. Now, if you're wanting a great entertaining alternative for your next fundraising event, contact the ETCW. It's the best thing going today. I'll put a link in the show notes as always. Now, on to February 1st. I'm going to say something right here about this feud that's happening between the Country Cousins. Now, I've watched these guys take the tag team championship. I've seen them lose it, and I've seen them win it back. But something has happened between Hillbilly Big Joe and Lumberjack Josh. There's a rift that has happened, and I can't put my finger on it yet. There's some really underlining issues that I know will probably surface in the months to come. So we just have to sit back, enjoy, and watch the feud as it happens. Hopefully these two can iron out their differences and get back together, because they're a great tag team, but who knows? So on with the feud. This is the first time since the December event where Josh turned on Big Joe that they've faced each other. Now, the feud of the Country Cousins started with Hillbilly Joe coming to the ring and looking very serious. There was no dancing from the Big Hillbilly, no smiling, only a serious, stern-looking face. As Lumberjack Josh was announced, he came out, grabbed a microphone, and said that there was not going to be a fight, that he was done with Joe and especially the Scorpion. While he was busy saying this, Daniel Mulligan emerged from the locker room and he helped the Lumberjack into the ring. Mulligan and Josh had faced off the night before, and the match was interrupted by none other than the Scorpion. This match started with huge headbutts from Hillbilly Big Joe and Lumberjack Josh, with neither one gaining much as their massive headbutts had little effect on either cousin. At this point, the cousins were shouting back and forth at each other, and then the fight resumed. Josh pushes Joe into the corner and gave him thunderous repeating chops and forearms to the jaw and chest. Joe then fires back with chops of his own. And then the Lumberjack starts using dirty tactics as he raked the eyes of the bigger Hillbilly. This was too much for the Scorpion to take as he got to his feet and was arguing with the ref, Devin Parrott. While this was happening, Joe staggered blindly to the center of the ring where Lumberjack was waiting with his trusty axe. Lumberjack drives the handle between the cousins' eyes, knocking the Hillbilly out cold. Lumberjack Josh then slides the axe under Joe's side and pins him easily as Joe was unconscious for the 1, 2, 3. The winner, Lumberjack Josh. But folks, this is only the beginning, and I can't wait to see what happens next between these two guys. Here's another match on the card that I'm going to talk about. It's purely destructive. The ETCW Tag Team Champions versus Billy Marshall and the debut of Little Bobby. Now, the match starts with a lockup and jockeying for position. Eventually, Scott backs Little Bobby into the corner with Mick. Mick racks the arm over his shoulder facing the announce table. This happens twice, but for the third time, Mick isn't looking and just grabs an arm presented over his shoulder. It was Scott's. Mick turns around to see he hurt his own partner. After that happens, Scott recovers and takes back over. There's a couple of back and forth moves until both men went down from a double clothesline. Both men make it to their corners and make the tags. The Irish Bully Mick O'Malley faces off against the Baby Shark Billy Marshall, and they enter the ring. Billy immediately gets the upper hand. Billy puts the boots to Mick and then makes a tag to his partner. Little Bobby is back in, and he works the Irishman down. As Mick is trying to get up, he hits Little Bobby with a low blow. Mick swears to the ref that he didn't see Little Bobby and was just trying to get up. Purely Destructive takes back over. They work Little Bobby down a bit until Little Bobby somehow makes that much-needed tag. The crowd goes crazy. It's a double-team effort on the Irish Bully now. And it's a whip to the ropes and a double backdrop. It looked like Mick's feet were going to hit the rafters. In all his anxiousness, Pappy gets a hold of Billy's friend Sharky. Seeing this, Little Bobby goes out of the ring after Pappy. Scott hits the ring and blindsides Billy. He whips Billy across the ring into Mick holding Pappy's shillelagh. Boom! Billy takes it to the solar plexus. As he tries to catch his wits and breath, bam! Scott hits him with a spear of the ages. 1, 2, 3, and Purely Destructive wins. They retain the tag team titles. Winner, your ETCW Tag Team Champions, Purely Destructive of Rogue Nation. Everybody is buzzing about the new Cruiserweight Championship Tournament and who is going to be coming out on top. We have some great participants in the Cruiserweight division, and I'm so excited to see this in action and see who the champ is going to be. Now, this tournament is very exciting. You know, we're having a lot of great new faces come in to the ETCW to bid for that title. And I'm so excited to see this happening in the Cruiserweight division. We have a lot of talented young men there who are great high flyers as well as technical wrestlers, and I am so excited to see who's going to come out on top. Now, this brings us to the Cruiserweight Championship Tournament. This was the first round bracket matchup for the Cruiserweight division. So here's a little bit of the rundown. During this match, Jackson fought hard against the toughness of the Goon. The Goon used his power and methodical style against the High Flyer, which looks like it was working. That was until Ace showed everyone that he was no pushover. This kid has a powerful ground attack himself, and he used it wisely against the much bigger and stronger Goon. Ace delivered some strong style hits that ultimately led to his finisher running knee blast to the Goon's face. This knocked the Goon out, and Ace got the pinfall, which moves him into the next bracket of the Cruiserweight tournament. The winner, Ace Jackson. Now, this is another first round match of the ETCW Cruiserweight Championship Tournament, and it's Ravishing Rex Riley versus the Iron Horseman. Now, the old rivalry renewed between these two. First off, Rex already was playing his mind games while he came out. He told the Horseman that the Horseman was Old Yeller, and he was the young guy who had to put him out of his misery. The Horseman had had enough and jumped to the outside to chase Riley around the ring. The match starts, and Rex slaps the Horseman. Well, this completely infuriated the Horseman, and he took it out on Rex with some devastating chops and blows of his own. Rex answered back with some brutal chops of his own, and while they were going back and forth, the Horseman finally put him in his Cobra Clutch finisher, which usually gets the victory. But Rex fought out and kicked him to the ground. He waited until he got up so he could measure him for the Ravishing Super Kick. It connected beautifully as the Iron Horseman went down. For safety measures, Rex felt it was necessary to use his feet on the ropes to pick up the win. The winner, Ravishing Rex Riley. After the match, Rex called out Ace Jackson, who won earlier in the night, and will be wrestling Rex in the April event. Ace came to the ring and the two sized each other up and were up close and personal, staring at each other. That is until Rex slapped Ace, which caused a little brawl to pursue. Rex was thrown into the ropes, which he slid under and grabbed the mic and said, This was nothing but mind games, so get ready for April. And Rex stated, the ETCW is run by Ravishing Rex Riley. I personally can't wait to see Ravishing Rex Riley go head-to-head with Ace Jackson in the second round of the Cruiserweight Championship Tournament. Up next, the Big Russian Monster versus Noah Richards. The Big Russian started out with power moves as he tossed Noah around the ring for the first minute or two. Then, like a cat, Noah bounced back and dropped the Russian with an incredible well-placed drop toe hold. The crowd was stunned as the Big Russian was on the canvas in obvious pain as Noah worked the big tree trunk-like leg of the monster. After a few minutes, the Big Russian kicked Noah off and out of the ring, where, of course, Pappy O'Malley started to choke Noah. As Pappy rolled Noah back into the ring, the big monster was still in pain as he was trying to get that leg loosened up from the holds that Noah put on him. The Big Russian took over and even going as far as standing on Noah and flexing for the ETCW crowd. After a hard-fought battle and with the timekeeper counting down at the 15-second mark, both men were down and out from the battle. Noah finally recovered and jumped on the big monster as the time ticked down, and as the ref started, he counted the 1, 2, 3. The bell rang for an obvious victory for Noah, but there on the bottom rope was the Big Russian's foot. The ref declared the match a time limit draw. The winner? The fans. They saw an awesome matchup that took the Russian monster to the limit. Kudos go out to Noah Richards for a hard-fought match as well. I think we'll get to see these two match up again in the future. Now on to our main event. It was the ETCW Heavyweight Champion, The Enforcer, versus Mad Dog Daniel Mulligan. Mulligan attacked The Enforcer upon entering the ring as Mulligan was still upset from The Enforcer turning on him and the rest of the group on the December 7th event, as Mulligan was the only person in that group that did not want to associate or trust The Enforcer. The fight went outside the ring as the two battled each other with fists, ramming heads into the ring post and the canvas on the ring. Pappy O'Malley struck Mulligan with his shillelagh and kept beating Mulligan with it. The Enforcer had several fierce chops to Mulligan, and they began using the shillelagh on Daniel, driving it into Mulligan's legs and kneecaps. Then Mulligan was thrown into the ring and the bell rang to begin the match. Mulligan got a few blows in and even dropped the big leg on the Enforcer when he was down. The Enforcer gives a low blow to Mulligan to change the momentum over again. The Enforcer went back to work on the knees and gave Mulligan a big splash with an attempted pin. Then the Enforcer saw Mulligan's rope laying on the corner and grabbed it. And he began striking Mulligan repeatedly with it until he got disqualified. Commissioner Jim Strickland came out and set up a no disqualification match for Mulligan and the Enforcer March 7th. The winner by disqualification, Mad Dog Daniel Mulligan. Believe me, folks, these two aren't finished yet. And that wraps up the ETCW doubleheader rundown. Now I have a few more announcements to make. February 29th at Union Grove Elementary School in Friendsville, Tennessee. Bell time is 7 p.m. It's going to be featuring your favorite ETCW superstars. The Enforcer versus a mystery opponent from Union Grove Elementary School. You do not want to miss that, folks. The Cyan Warriors versus Purely Destructive and Pappy O'Malley. J.P. Magnum versus Noah Richards. Ravishing Rex Riley versus Billy Baby Shark Marshall. And the Iron Horseman versus Captain War Dog. March 7th on the next Bring On The Brawl, we have an action-packed card for you. We'll be featuring the heavyweight champion, The Enforcer, versus Mad Dog Daniel Mulligan. Also on the card, the ETCW Tag Team Champions, Purely Destructive, versus Billy Baby Shark Marshall and Little Bobby. We're also continuing the family feud of the country cousins Lumberjack Josh and Hillbilly Big Joe. Then we're going to be continuing the Cruiserweight Championship Tournament on the first round with the Cyan Warrior Aiden Miles versus Hairband and Inmate Alcatraz versus Captain War Dog. This is going to be an epic event, so make sure you come out and join us for the ETCW Bring On The Brawl March 7th at the Springbrook Gymnasium in Alcoa, Tennessee. Bell time is 7 p.m. March 28th will be another fundraiser at the Lanier Elementary School. July 18th is the backpack giveaway at the MLK Center. 7 o'clock is the bell time, and there's more details coming on that event as well, so check our website for that. So I'm going to wrap it up right now. This has been another action-packed episode of the ETCW podcast. Things are surely heating up inside the ETCW universe, and it's only getting hotter. Our next episode, I'm bringing you an exclusive interview with the owner, the CEO, the man behind the ETCW himself, Roger Rex. So keep tuning in and hit that subscribe button so you'll know exactly when the next ETCW podcast drops. Oh, and on another note, I got the interview coming down the pipeline of the Celtic Dragon. You will find out a little bit more about this man, his thoughts on the ETCW, and why he's coming. So be looking for that episode in the near future. Now don't forget to check out our website, read the blog, check out our roster, look at our events, and all the other cool things inside the site. This podcast is sponsored by Sound Chamber Studios and Entertainment. It's created for artists by artists. If you're looking for a recording studio to do your next project, look no further than Sound Chamber Studios and Entertainment. They have everything a recording artist needs. They also design websites like the brand new ETCW's website and much more, tailoring sites specifically to what the customer needs. They also have vocal coaching, so go and check out all of the services they provide to our community and beyond. That is www.soundchamberstudiosandentertainment.com. Do it now. Stay tuned for our next podcast, and don't forget to subscribe and rate so you will know when the next ETCW podcast drops. I'm Jerry Martin, your host, and thank you once again for stopping by and listening to the ETCW podcast.